Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge compare the body, which is made by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to a chariot. The senses are like the horses, the mind, the master of the senses, is like the reins. The objects of the senses are the destinations. Intelligence is the chariot driver, and consciousness, which spreads throughout the body, is the cause of bondage in this material world. Purport. For a bewildered person in materialistic way of life, the body, mind and the senses, which are engaged in sense gratification, are the cause of bondage to repeated birth, death, old age and disease. But for one who has advanced in spiritual knowledge, the same body, senses and mind are the cause of liberation. This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad 1:3-4 and 9 as follows. Atmanam ratinam vidi, shariram ratam evacha, buddhim ta sharatim vidi, mana pragram evacha, indriyani hayam ahur, vishayam stishugocharan, sodvana paramapnoti tadvishnu paramampadam. The soul is the occupant of the chariot of the body, of which the driver is the intelligence. The mind is the determination to reach the destination. The senses are the horses, the sense objects are also included in that activity. Then one can reach the destination Vishnu, who is Paramam Padam, the supreme goal of life. In conditioned life, the consciousness in the body is the cause of bondage, but the same consciousness, when transformed into Krishna consciousness, becomes the cause for one's returning home back to Godhead. The human body, therefore, may be used in two ways: for going to the darkest regions of ignorance, or for going forward back home back to Godhead. To go back to Godhead, the path is Mahat Seva, to accept the self-realized spiritual master. Mahat Sevam Dvara Mahuri Mukte. For liberation, one should accept the direction of authorized devotees who can actually endow one with perfect knowledge. On the other hand, Tamodvaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam, if one wants to go to the darkest regions of material existence, one may continue to associate with persons who are attached to women, Yoshita Sangi Sangam. The word Yoshit means woman. Persons who are too materialistic are attached to women. It is said, therefore, Atmanam Ratinam Vidi, Shariram Ratamevacha. The body is just like a chariot or a car, in which one may go anywhere. One may drive well, or else one may drive whimsically, in which the case is quite possible that he may have an accident and fall into the ditch. In other words, if one takes directions from the experienced spiritual master, one can go back home back to Godhead. Otherwise, one may return to the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna personally advises, Ashyada dana purusha dharana shasya parantapa aprapya mamni vartante mrityus mas samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but returns to birth and death in this material world. Bhagavad Gita 9:3. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna personally gives instructions on how one can return home back to Godhead, but if one does not care to listen to his instructions, the result will be that one will never go back to Godhead, but will continue life in this miserable condition of repeated birth and death in material existence. Mrityum Sasara Vatmani. The advice of experienced transcendentalists, therefore, is that the body be fully engaged for achieving the ultimate goal of life, Swarth Gatim. The real interest or goal of life is to return home back to Godhead. To enable one to fulfill this purpose, there are so many Vedic literatures, including the Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, and the Ramayana. One should take lessons from these Vedic literatures and learn how to practice Nivritti Marga. Thus one's life will be perfect. The body is important as long as it has consciousness. Without consciousness, the body is merely a lump of matter. Therefore, to return home back to Godhead, one must change his consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. One's consciousness is the cause of material bondage, but if this consciousness is purified by bhakti yoga, one can then understand the falsity of his upadhi, his designations as Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and so on. Sarvat Pari Miniyamoktam Tat Paratvina Nirmalam. One must forget these designations and use his consciousness only for the service of Krishna. Therefore, if one takes advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement, his life is certainly successful. Aho shariram ratam indriyani hayam abhishun manam indriyashim vartmani matra dishanam chasutam satvam briyam banduram ishashisam. Transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge compare the body, which is made by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to a chariot. The senses are like the horses. The mind, the master of the senses, is like the reins. The objects of the senses are the destinations. Intelligence is the chariot driver, and consciousness, which spreads throughout the body, is the cause of bondage in this material world. Om jnana timirandasya gananyala salakaya chakshur unmelitanena tasmai si gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati sva padantikam. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, here we go again. I have a special rasa with Bhaktivedanta manner that at least two times before I come here to take sadhu association, basically visiting my spiritual master and sit chant japa in the morning. Somebody is tapping me on it. Maharaj cannot come, he's sick. Can you give the class? One time I came at 1 o'clock in the night. I traveled for 8-9 hours from Italy, slept 3 hours. Radhanath Maharaj was here. It was a Sunday, hundreds of devotees had come, and I got the tap on the shoulder, you know. Radhanath Maharaj is sick, can you, you know. So, anyway, Srila Prabhupada said, you have to be ready to preach anytime, right away. So, and also, you know, Lord Chaitanya, you know, the Guru Amara Agyur, Amara Agyana Guru Hanatar Edesh. You, on my order, you be Guru. So there's anyway. So this is the, my qualification today is the order of Prabhu, somebody. I would like still to beg permission from Radham Ram Swami to, and my seniors, like Hare Krishna. So, anyway, so this verse, because this is the finishing off of the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I've been describing in the previous chapter, the Varnashram Dharma, instructions of Varnashram Dharma. And now in the 15th chapter, it's like a culmination, a summary. And it goes more into the conclusion or the basic Krishna consciousness. This, of course, is mentioned in the beginning also when the Varnashram discussion starts. The question is asked by Yudhisthira Maharaj. No, this is not in the beginning of the whole. This is in the beginning of the chapter describing Grihastha life. So Yudhisthira Maharaj is asking, what is the hope for us who are mudadi? Means like we have very dull intelligence, we grihasthas who so much entangled, so many things. And what's the hope for us to become Krishna conscious? And Narada Muni answers, he will also describe the grihastha dharma. But first he says, you have to sit down and listen to the sadhus a lot. So this is the Krishna consciousness goes first. Because all attempts for Varnashram Dharma without that will simply not work. Because this is the whole point, that the Varnashram Dharma is described in the Manusamhita. Manusamhita is the detailed treatise about them. And the question which is asked is the same. The question which Manusamhita is generated from is, this is Manu, this is Svayambhuva Manu's Samhita. He's the leader of the humankind. So, the question is asked, please explain how we can live, how we can perform our duties in the Vanan Ashrama so as to worship the Supreme Lord. sister. But here comes more the culmination, because here it's not, this 15th chapter is instructions for everybody, all civilized human beings. These are the general instructions for all. And coming down to describing the position of the soul, what's actually the position of the soul in the material world, riding on a chariot riding on a chariot with wild horses, and you don't have control. It's just taking you here and there. This is actually, one might think, yeah, I'm in control, I'm doing this, I want to lift my arm, and I lift my arm, and I want to walk, and I walk, and, you know, I want to do so many things, and I do it. But sometimes you can't do it. So one day you want to lift your arm, and it doesn't go up. So, the actual position is like this. This is described. He said that transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge, they understand like this. This is a very, you know, conditioned souls, Prakriti Kriyamana Niguna Ahankara Vimudatma. Krishna says, yeah, if you think you are in control, you're a big fool. Vimuda. Vimuda also means big ass. So ass means, yeah, if you think like that, then you have to be an ass. Work like an ass and work the whole day and think that you have to work the whole day to get some grass, which you can pick any time of the day, wherever you like. So this is, you become like that. You get the whole burden of karma on you if you think like that. And then you end up in sitting in this chariot, moving around like this. So, and also Srila Prabhupada in the purport is encouraging that this is the situation and you have to solve this problem. You have to get off this ride of material existence. And it's indicated in the verse, the consciousness is the cause of the bondage. You have, that's where you have to, you know, it's not that you get better horses, train them better, then it's going to work. Or you get a better reins, or you get a better chariot, more comfortable. No, that's not. You have to work on the consciousness. Not even the mind. Sometimes people are into mind control courses in modern time. You know, it's not going to work also. Maybe get a little more peaceful mind on this mad ride, but it's not going to really solve the problem. To work on the consciousness, and I would like to read one verse from, you know, and Prabhupada makes it clear, it's where your consciousness is attached, that's what makes the different life. So there's a verse described by Kapila Dev in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 25th chapter, describing exactly, Chieta kalvasa bandasya muktaya chatmanomatam guneshu saktam bandaya ratam va pungsi muktaya. The stage in which the consciousness of the living entity is attracted by the three modes of material nature is called conditional life. But when the same consciousness is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is situated in the consciousness of liberation. So it's not a question of being in a place where you are influenced by the modes of nature. It's a question if you are attracted. You know, because the influence of modes of material nature is everywhere in the material world. And you can't get off that. It will always be energies. Prabhupada says, when you are, in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, where it's said when the sage, which is like the ocean where all the rivers of desires float in, but the self-realized person is like an ocean, he is not. But Prabhupada saying, so long as you have a material body, there will be material desires, which are varieties of the modes of material nature. So this is also an important point, and it distinguishes bhakti from the impersonalist. They think they have to be in a place where there are no energies working on them to be liberated. But that's not necessary. And if we think like that, and that's sometimes the problem, we get confused, that we feel the influence of the mouth coming. And, oh, you know, now it's something wrong. You know, see, Krishna is, Arjuna is asking in the 14th chapter, he's asking Krishna, what is the symptom of those who are free from the modes of material nature, and what is the process? Now first, Krishna explains what are the symptoms, and then he explains the process. In the verse 22 to 25, he describes the symptoms. And the symptom is that one who experiencing the influence of passion, goodness, and ignorance is still not confused. That is transcendental consciousness. He doesn't say those who will not have the influence. He said those who are not confused when the influence comes. In other words, when you are in Sankirtan and you start to become attached, and if you think this, oh no, I'm attached, you know, no. Yes, the mind is attached, but it's not you. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that you don't have to, the soul is situated in the body. Asanga ayam purusha has actually nothing to do with it. You don't have to enjoy this body, and you don't have to get liberated from this body. You just stay in it and serve. And like one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and said, oh, so difficult to control the mind. How can I control the mind when I'm chanting my japa? And Srila Prabhupada said, don't control your mind. Just listen. In other words, the mind is influenced by material nature, and it's on you all the time. So don't try to stop that. Just serve. The problem is that, you know, like for example, you know, since this was actually the day when Bhakti Yamaras supposed to give the class, and he's my older brother. So sometimes the younger brother has to represent the older brother. But there was one time he was in Stockholm, and one devotee was asking a question to him. That, you know, sometimes we become so angry, you know. What about to do about that? The mind becomes funny. So he said, you know, yeah, the mind wants to be angry, but you don't have to cooperate with that. You don't have to. But he couldn't grasp, you know, yeah, but you're not angry then. No, but he tried, you know, very patiently to explain that, you know, yeah, it is like that. The influence is there, but you don't have to. You know, so this is sometimes difficult to understand because Maya is confusing us by identifying us with the body and the mind. And then when you identify with the body and the mind, then, you know, you can't understand that you are free. Because Asanga Ayam Purusha, the soul, yourself, we are actually nothing to do with this material nature. We are actually free. In the human form of life, you can attain that knowledge to understand that you are free. And then you can, you know, then you can freely surrender to Krishna in devotion. There is, you know, that has its own freedom. You're not, you know, otherwise there is this doubt that, you know, oh no, this and this and this and that influence is there. Oh, I'm not so inspired in service. That means you are forgetting that service and the service attitude and the bhakti has nothing to do with these influences. Actually, that's the reality. Now, that's how to understand that. So therefore, Prabhupada is pointing out, yeah, you have to take shelter of spiritual master. You have to take guidance. And he's saying, you have to read all these literatures. So how to be motivated? But you know, one has to really feel that problem that I'm ignorant. You know, when you approach Guru Murkya, Lord Chaitanya approached, he was known as the greatest scholar in Navadvipa and all around there. But when he came in front of Ishvara Puri, he was famous because as a young man he had conquered Keshava Bharati. And he, you know, so he was very famous, but when he came to his guru Ishvara Puri, he was known as the greatest scholar. Then Ishvara Puri tells him, you cannot study Vedanta Sutra. Forget it. You are not qualified. Only chant Hare Krishna. So, you know, we have to appreciate, but, you know, if you are the greatest, you know, scholar, and then you say you don't have intelligence to study scriptures, you know, it's like, but he showed example, he accepted, yes, I am fool, you know, so whatever you tell me, I will do. So this is the qualification, because the thing is, we have to become enlightened, that actually we don't have anything to do with this material nature. And it can't stop us in our service. We have to become enlightened to understand how we are actually self-realized, separate, and we are free. Because if you understand that, then there is no real obstacle. You have faith in that. The verse is quoted here. If you don't have faith in it, you'll fall down again. So you have to attain that faith, and also what you say, nishtha, conviction. But to get there, first you have to get some idea that you actually need to be enlightened. I mean, really need it. And this is how Bhagavad Gita starts. This is a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna is putting up doubts, he's arguing a little bit. But it doesn't. Bhagavad Gita doesn't happen until Arjuna knew. Kapanya dosa patasa baba prichami. She shashti ham shadiman. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm ignorant. Please instruct me. He comes to that point where he understands that my schemes doesn't lead me to success, and I need to be enlightened. I'm confused, and this is the real beginning of. This is the basic qualification. But sometimes we need a lot of purification just to come to the point of feeling the, yeah, like great acharyas, they feel fallen. They feel that they need, that they are ignorant, they need to be, they get mercy. And like Socrates, they praised Socrates and he said, you are so wise, Socrates. Yes, my wisdom is that I know that I don't know. Yeah. And that's already a great step just to come to that point. But this is qualification, like Maharaj Chitraketu. He was too attached to get a child. He had 10 million wives to get a child. And finally he got a child. But because he approached sadhus to get a child, pure devotees, if you get blessings from pure devotees, you will get more than exactly what you ask for, because you have approached them. So they have compassion. So they arranged, he got a child that he became very attached to. Harsha means jubilation, and is the name of the child. And Shoka, lamentation. So he was thinking, oh, it will be a bad child. So better with a blind uncle than no uncle. So let me have it. But he didn't calculate that the sorrow was that the child would die. So the child died because he was poisoned by the envious co-wives, and then he was completely devastated. But this was the mercy of... So this is something, you see, this is also in your approach, association of devotees and guru. And Prabhupada said, outside of that, you cannot become Krishna conscious. Because you can never attain the humility. Because when you enter in association of devotees, you accept Guru. You by Krishna's arrangement, there will be arrangement. If you just very nicely listen, you might not have to have special treatment, but sometimes if you get sometimes special treatment, just to, like here with Chitraketu, just to make you humble and get off this thing that you think you know. Yes, I'm a devotee, I know what is devotional service, I'm comfortable and I'm everything okay. You know, I feel quite okay. Yeah, but have to go deeper. So then it said that he came in front of Narada Muni and he said, I am ignorant like a village animal. Please enlighten me. I'm so ignorant. You know, you understood. I have been so ignorant because I was so attached to this idea. But it's unnecessary. He thought it was necessary. Even he thought, I'm going to do my duty and be a king and therefore I need a son. Otherwise I cannot go to the vanaprastha and go to the forest. But that's also a mistake. It's not dependent. Okay, it's the general rule of a king, you need a son and a prince. But it's actually not dependent. Anga, he just left. King Anga. He just left. And it's the same thing. Krishna put mercy on him. He gave him the most monstrous son, Vena. So, such a horror. And first he said, oh, it's such a curse to have a son. And then after some time, now it's a blessing. Because he became totally free. If you are king, and you have, because king is a prestigious position, and actually king has to have a little prestige to actually function. It's part of the Dharma. If you are king, your family life is public. Even today, you know, the queens and the king in Sweden, whatever they do is public. So your family life is public. And if you have a bad son, everybody will know it. And he's supposed to be the best son in the country, and he's the worst monster. And they get to hear it again and again. So you can imagine, Krishna just removed any trace of attachment and prestige. And then he just left. And this was Chitraketu Maharaj's example of this expressing this need of becoming enlightened, to actually understand the position that you are free soul. And in the human form of life, one can control one's senses and the body. Sometimes, you know, it's like, seems impossible. But it seems impossible because one is confused. It's just confusion. It's just ignorance. It is possible. It's a question of being convinced about the goal. Prabhupada said in one purport in Bhagavad Gita that lack of control of the mind is due to the lack of a goal of life. So, this is what the Bhagavatam is doing. The Bhagavatam is so important, Bhagavad Gita. It's not enough for us to chant Hare Krishna. The Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan. But Sankirtan, there are two types of Kirtan, Prabhupada said. There is the chanting of the names, and there is the Bhagavad Gita. And the Bhagavad Gita is the Swarupa Shakti of the name, explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, the name is not complete without Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya spent 3 hours every day with Gadadhara Pandit discussing Bhagavatam. And few hours more in the evening with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. And then in the day he was chanting the Kirtan and the Japa. And in the morning, whatever time it was. So, Lord Chaitanya is showing the example. So this combination, therefore Prabhupada is emphasizing. He put so much effort into these books. And it's not just, these books are Krishna. And you worship Krishna in the form of the Bhagavatam by hearing, reading and discussing. And then you will be blessed by self-realization. And the most important thing about the Bhagavatam, Pibanti Vya Bhagavata Atmanasatam Katamritam Shavana Putesu Samritam, means those who drink this nectar through their ears the message of the Bhagavatam, they will be blessed with this transformation of heart, that the goal of sense gratification will be turned into a goal of going back to Godhead. So this is the revolution that Bhagavad Katha is doing, spoken in the Guru Parampara by persons who already have that as a goal in life. Have to hear from the right source. And then, by the mercy of the Bhagavad Katha, becoming convinced about the goal of life, this is nishta, then you will understand the freedom to actually, and it's possible to control the senses and the mind. Because everybody, I remember when I joined Complete Beginning in Norway, and there was Devamrita, he is now Devamrita Swami, but he was the original, he was a brahmachari at that time. And he asked, so I was a new guest, and he asked the question, why the people of this city, they are not here today. So I thought I was very given an Italian answer, I was just a new guest. So we were just a few people, so it was. So I said, because they are not fixed in Krishna consciousness. Yes, they are. He said, like, they are fixed, but not in Krishna. So in other words, he made the point that everybody controls the senses and the mind according to their goal. So if you can control your senses and your mind to get your heroin very determinedly, or get your money, or get your sex, whatever you want, for such goals, so then it's also possible to be fixed for Krishna consciousness. It's the same freedom. This in the human form of life, you have the freedom to control your mind and the senses according to your goal. So therefore this change of consciousness is the change of but to establish that goal in one's heart, nasta prayasyu abhadrasyu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama shloki bhakta bhaviti naistiki, that by regularly serving the pure devotee and the Bhagavatam, then what happens is bhakti bhavati naishtiki, that you are blessed, that bhakti, devotional service, becomes established in your heart. It becomes the goal of your life. This is nishta. So therefore Prabhupada said, so therefore this feeling, this need, however well we feel satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the example of the acharyas and is that you feel the need to hear about Krishna. One doesn't feel that, oh, I am enlightened now. No, Lord Chaitanya, was said, oh, you are so Krishna conscious. You love Krishna so much. I said, no. If I would love Krishna, know Krishna, I would not live. But I'm still living, so therefore I don't know. This has to go on, this feeling. Actually, worshipping Krishna in separation means I didn't reach Krishna and I didn't understand Krishna. I haven't understood Krishna. I haven't understood myself. I need to hear. I need to be enlightened. So, Srila Prabhupada is indicating this. You have to go to Guru. You have to go to scripture. And he said in the end of Madhya Leela, some purpose there, beautiful purpose, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, also beautiful verses, he's encouraging all readers, please, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are like the buds of a lotus flower, and the devotees are like swans, and the swans, they like to play with the stems of the lotus flowers and eat these buds. So he's encouraging all the readers to please, take the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And it's mentioned in the purport that man becomes strong by eating grains, and the soul becomes strong by being like a swan eating, listening. And Prabhupada said, everybody, all these members of the Krishna consciousness, they should read all my books. And if they don't, they will fall down. Why you will fall down? Because you will lose the goal of life. You will lose the conviction about the goal of life. And that's how one falls down. You become confused. It's not clear any longer. It's not expected that it is clear in the beginning, but we have to have a certain understanding. It's not clear, and I need to get enlightened, so it will become clear. At least I have faith that it will become clear by this process. So Srila Prabhupada has placed us in, he's given us everything necessary to understand our position on this chariot and how to solve this problem. It's a very exclusive position to actually, so to become enlightened also means about oneself and one's position, includes becoming enlightened with one's good fortune of having the opportunity to serve Nitya Siddha devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Gaurangyara Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane. If you understand, and Narottama Das Thakur is singing, if you understand that Lord Chaitanya's associates are eternally liberated souls, they are coming from the spiritual world, then you will be. If you really understand that good fortune, then you will also be liberated immediately. So, just conclude this by telling a little story from, small story, from our temple. Just a couple of months ago, we have Nittai Gaurasundara, quite tall deities, big deities. And one day I was standing on the deity greeting, in front of the deities and offering prayers in my mind. So I was offering prayers, which I often do, to please give me a place in Prabhupada's service. give me some service in Prabhupada's. As soon as I was, so then when I was meditating on that, then I got some intuition or revelation that, to serve Srila Prabhupada, this is the greatest position in the universe. And my mind was like, this is the greatest position in the universe. And then Lord Nityananda's dhoti was up like this. It was made like that because it was very long and very heavy cloth. As soon as I was thinking that, boom, this dhoti went down on Lord Nityananda. He is the original guru. Yes! Confirm. And everybody saw it. It was like you heard it. So it's always in our. It's always in 90% of the cases. Always Lord Nityananda who is throwing jewels, and Lord Chaitanya is just sweet standing there. But Lord Nityananda is throwing jewels sometimes. And especially you say certain things on a class, boom, a jewel falls on them. So this is. Yeah. So, to summarize, this is the position of the soul actually, sitting on this chariot and riding around and not having control. I'm thinking I cannot do anything about this. But to understand this position really makes you very humble. And it makes you take shelter. But it takes something to understand this deeply. It takes, first of all, it takes association of devotees so that you start to understand that maybe I don't know so much as I thought I knew. And I need to hear. I need to be, like Prabhupada said, difference between me and you, that you are not afraid of Maya. And I'm afraid of Maya. They said to Prabhupada, but you are not afraid of Maya. You cannot fall in Maya. Yes, I cannot fall in Maya because I always pray that I'm not going to fall in Maya. So praying not to fall in Maya means to feel the need to be enlightened. And in this way, there will be reciprocation. Because Krishna, this is not information just. These books are not information, it's Krishna. If you approach Krishna with a need, then he will reciprocate. If you approach with a routine, then he will be a routine. It's like that. It's a living person, Bhagavatam. So, like that. And then one can clearly understand some position and feel the freedom to actually, like Prabhupada said, just use the consciousness, he's saying, fully engaged for achieving the goal of life. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your attention. Any questions or comments?